Have you ever noticed how some leaders walk into a room and immediately change its energy, not through charisma or force, but through something deeper, almost indefinable? That presence doesn't come from a weekend seminar or the latest management bestseller. It emerges from a much quieter, more challenging place, the willingness to look inward before leading outward. Most of us spend our careers accumulating skills, strategies, and frameworks. We learn to analyze markets, optimize processes, inspire teams. Yet something crucial gets overlooked in this relentless pursuit of external competence. The foundation from which all meaningful leadership springs isn't a technique, it's the person wielding it. Consider Peter, a young boy whose body was 90% covered in burns. After a year of agonizing rehabilitation, his first act upon walking again wasn't celebrating his own recovery, but consoling other patients. When he started at a new school where students initially avoided his scarred appearance, he confidently told the first brave soul who approached, "Once people get to know the real me inside, they'll become my friends." He was right. His character proved so compelling that people eventually looked beyond what they initially saw. This is where authentic leadership begins, not in the boardroom, but in the willingness to face ourselves completely. Research analyzing nearly 7,000 managers found that organizations led by more self-aware leaders demonstrated measurably stronger financial performance. Self-awareness isn't soft, it's the hardest currency in leadership. Yet most of us operate with profound blind spots, mistaking our intentions for our impact, our self-image for our reality. True authenticity isn't simply being yourself. It's the continuous journey of discovering who you actually are beneath the protective layers you've built, then having the courage to show up as that person, flaws, uncertainties, and all. While spreadsheets communicate information, stories ignite transformation. Every leader carries a personal narrative, a collection of experiences, beliefs, and interpretations shaping how they see the world. The question isn't whether you have a story, it's whether you've examined it closely enough to know if it's still serving you. Neuroscientist Paul Zak's research reveals that character-driven narratives produce oxytocin in listeners, enhancing empathy and cooperation. Consider two CEOs introducing organizational values. The first presented five values via PowerPoint, generating cynicism. The second wove each value into authentic personal stories: a health crisis with his teenage son, a career failure teaching humility, a mentor who took an unexpected chance on him. His audience sat captivated. The most powerful leadership stories emerge where deep personal authenticity meets collective relevance, where I genuinely connects with we. In 1994, cascading crises, his wife pregnant with twins, donating a kidney to his brother, his mother-in-law's sudden death, premature twins fighting for survival, fundamentally shifted Brian's perspective from chasing success to pursuing significance. This transformation enhanced his effectiveness, eventually leading him to CEO of a $10 billion organization. Our most challenging experiences, when honestly examined and integrated, become our most powerful leadership assets. Most organizations operate without genuine purpose. Mission statements hang in lobbies, but purpose isn't corporate poetry. It's the fundamental answer to why your organization deserves to exist beyond generating profit. A CEO of a global food company initially identified performance as her purpose until challenged to dig deeper. She discovered her company truly existed to nourish the world, one person at a time. This wasn't semantic wordplay. It transformed how she led. Research shows organizations with inspiring missions grow at 9.85% annually compared to 2.4% for typical competitors. Purpose remains elusive because leaders confuse it with vision or strategy. Vision answers what you're building. Strategy addresses how you'll get there. Purpose answers why it matters. Without clear purpose, metrics rush in to fill the vacuum. People commit to something larger than themselves, not quarterly targets. Your personal purpose emerges where your unique talents intersect with others' genuine needs. It's not something you create through clever branding, but discover through honest self-examination. What activities put you in flow, where time disappears and you'd gladly work without compensation? As one wise custodian put it, I do not love to clean bathrooms. I love while I clean bathrooms. Purpose isn't external pursuit. It's the natural expression of your gifts in service to others. Two leadership archetypes dominate organizations. The hard-driving I leader who achieves results through personal force but drains people, and the collaborative we leader who excels at connection but sometimes lacks assertive voice. World-class leadership requires developing both authentic influence and genuine collaboration. While 85% of managers believe employees leave for better compensation, 80% actually cite poor relationships and inadequate coaching. Organizations treating people as resources to extract value from create environments where employees feel devalued. By contrast, organizations viewing people as sources of creativity contribute value to multiple stakeholders. When Toro installed safety roll bars on all lawnmowers, despite immediate financial cost, they demonstrated that ethics is simply others. Leaders chronically overestimate how clearly others receive their communication, assuming others perceive exactly what they mean. The solution? 720-degree development, combining an inside-out assessment of personality traits and motives with outside-in feedback from all directions. As Andres Tapia notes, diversity is the mix. Inclusion is making the mix work. A striking 92% of CEOs identify resilience as their most personally challenging leadership domain. Not strategy, not innovation, resilience. Because change exposes our deepest fears of loss, irrelevance, inadequacy. Yet the truth is stark. All significant change begins within ourselves. As Peter Block writes, if there is no transformation inside each of us, all the structural change in the world will have no impact on our institutions. The statistics confirm this. 50 to 75% of change initiatives fail because our brains physiologically resist change, creating only temporary compliance that evaporates under pressure. Effective change leadership requires shifting from problem focus to opportunity focus, from control to agility, from self to service. It demands learning agility, the ability to learn something in one context and apply it elsewhere, which proves more predictive of leadership potential than raw intelligence. Think of trapeze artists. Change feels like releasing your grip on the familiar bar to grasp the new one, experiencing a terrifying moment midair where real transformation occurs. The only place we can truly handle change is in the present moment. Being mastery addresses leadership's most overlooked dimension, accessing your essence. Think of a calm ocean supporting waves of achievement. Being is that ocean, silent, vast, unchanging, the foundation for masterful living. Solutions often appear when you stop struggling. Laura, a results-driven CEO resistant to reflection, experienced this during an unplanned dog walk. When she stopped forcing solutions, the answer to a chronic issue crystallized. The most challenging problems can't be solved at the level they were created. When your mind settles into profound relaxation, it becomes more orderly and capable. Archimedes discovered his principle while bathing. Mozart found creative flow while walking. This isn't mysticism. It's recognizing that non-doing paradoxically leads to greater productivity. Our constantly connected culture prevents genuine contact with our deeper selves. We've become human doings rather than human beings. Being mastery reverses Descartes. I am, therefore I think, recognizing that being is the source of thought, not its product. Many effective executives possess unconscious competence in being mastery, manifesting as executive presence, a solid, confident, calm demeanor. You access being through meditation, nature's grandeur, music, present moment awareness, or through love, the transcendental connection to everything. 20 years of research reveals coaching as the most critical leadership skill, yet it's the least practiced. Organizations invest 85% of resources in learning events and only 5% in follow-up coaching, despite coaching after training yielding 73% better results. Transformative coaching requires three foundations. Building awareness means examining your strengths and challenges while observing yourself through others' eyes. Your impact expands in direct proportion to how bravely you examine your whole self. Building commitment requires feeling consequences deeply, not just understanding them intellectually. This creative tension between what you might gain and what you could lose provides motivation to sustain change. Building practice transforms potential into reality through consistent application. Like Kobe Bryant shooting 2,000 jump shots daily, focused practice on two or three well-selected behaviors fosters transformation. What you practice, you become. When coaching others, stay open and bring clarity, using questions as your primary tool. Be courageous enough to discuss the undiscussable with compassion directness. Without caring creates resistance, while directness with compassion creates openness. Your transformation radiates outward in service to others. As the Talmud expresses, every blade of grass has an angel bent over it whispering, "Grow, grow, grow." Grow in courage, influence, and value creation. Become a leader for life.